7:12-27.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
One of the things you have to learn in the wilderness is how to hold your peace. Or let me put it in modern day vernacular, shut your mouth. I hear educated people talking sometimes around me, you know, they're talking about something I don't know nothing about. I just stay cool and act like I know, you know, like, yeah. See, you're esteemed wise when you hold your peace. But if they heard me start talking, they he don't know nothing about this. You understand what I mean? But I'm telling you, God, in 2015, you're going to start to see the manifestation of this. God promoting his church, moving people into positions that they didn't spend all their life trying to get there. They just passed their test in the wilderness. They stood the weaning process. You see, because the first rascal you're going to meet in the land of Canaan, and I taught a little bit of this. I didn't teach it like I wanted to in our school. But the first rascal you'll meet are the Canaanites. Write it down. Their name means greed and covetousness. Canaanite, that's what the name means. Greed and covetousness. These people, the spirit of these people have to do with the spirit of greed and covetousness. Those are the first ones you're going to find squatting on your land. And see, if you haven't let God deal with you in the wilderness concerning greed, I ain't talking about just greed for money. I'm not talking about just greed for the dollar. Some people are greedy for food. You so greedy. Come on. It's quiet all in the back, all over the place. West side, it got quiet. East side, looking straight ahead. Greedy. See, it's not just for money, see, because it's a spirit. And that thing will manifest in all kind of ways. You'll be greedy for all kind of things, just greed. But see, if you haven't allowed God to deal with that completely in the weaning process and wean you from that, when you get over in your promise, and this nation, this first one that is greater and mightier than you, he'll find some alliance. He'll find a frequency in you. He'll find something in you that you may stand for a little while, but after a while, you're going to join his side. I remember back in the day, when the prosperity thing really came out and hit the fan, we find out that people that got into this and, you know, really went extravagant with it had purchased dog houses, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 dog house, air-conditioned, carpeted, a dog house. Now, we're talking just off the chain extravagance, covetousness, and greed. Just, God don't want that. As a matter of fact, his purpose is to raise up a breed without greed. Come on, say a breed. Tell somebody a breed without greed. That's why it's important for you to be able to, for you to acquire an appetite for manna. Just enough so that when things come in much, much more than enough, all you really need is just enough. The rest is going back into the kingdom. The rest is going toward the purposes of God. Amen. Yeah, God will give you a portion because you'll be blessed. But you understand, greed and covetousness, that's what the Canaanite, that's what the word means, greed, covetousness. Gehazi was greedy for gain. He followed after Naaman, lied and said, the prophet said to give this, that, and another, two changes of clothes. He got a bunch of silver, gold, went and hid it, came back and stood before the prophet. The prophet said, where have you been, Gehazi? He said, oh, no way. He said, did not my heart go with you? When you received all of that, he said, is this now a time to receive these things? He said, because you've done this, because of the greed and the covetousness in your heart, the leprosy that was on Naaman be upon you and your children. That'll cause a disease. Amen. That's the first nation that's squatting on your land. God's desire is for us to receive a promised land, a land that is without limitations. Anybody ready to go? Come on, anybody ready to enter into that land without limitation? No breaking down all the barriers, all the walls, a land without limitation. But the first one we're going to deal with is the Canaanites. They have to be driven out. If you don't beat this spirit down, if you don't beat it down. You know, Tunde Bakary gives an example of greed and covetousness. He says it's trying to get things you don't need now or right now. And that doesn't mean that you can't have, that God doesn't want to have nice things. He does. Very nice things. But this is a spirit. And that spirit is trying to get things you don't need with money you don't have to try to impress people you don't even like. Think about it. Think about how many people you tried to impress you don't like. You're not connected to them in any kind of way, but you wanted to show them something. And so you spent money you didn't have on stuff you didn't need, and you ain't seen them since. That's a tricky devil. If you don't beat this spirit down, you cannot inherit. Now, we're talking mega grace. If we allow God to deal with us in the weaning process, when we enter, we are well able. Because we'll get into it more, but there's a mega grace that comes upon you. God working with you and a mega grace to drive these spirits out and possess your land. Numbers chapter 33 and verse 55. While you're finding it, tell somebody, you got to drive these rascals out. You got to get this stuff out of your system. All type and manner of greed and covetousness, desiring what belongs to someone else, coveting after what's theirs. I've seen people own stuff that I like, that I want, but I don't want theirs. I said, Lord, I like that, but I don't want his. I want my own. Covetousness, you want theirs. You'll try to get theirs. Greed, you know, just never satisfied. Got to deal with that rascal. In verse 55 of Numbers 33, the Lord says, but if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Verse 56 is very sobering. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them. That's how serious this thing is. God has an economy. Each of us play an important part. We have to be good stewards. Must come through that weaning process. Amen? That was the instruction God gave Moses to the children of Israel, which are our example. Drive them out, destroy them completely, dispossess the inhabitants, and dwell in the land. Whatever you allow to remain is going to harass you, is going to irritate you. There's going to be a thorn in your side or a burr under your saddle or like a rock in your sock. You know, you walking around and there's some pebbles got in your socks. Irritate, distracting, you're always messing with you. The ultimate thing is that these little things will pull you down and ultimately cause you to be defeated. Anything you don't overcome completely and destroy completely will come back to bite you. I want you to stretch your hand toward heaven right now. And we're going to ask God to free us completely from greed. It doesn't mean that we cannot possess abundance. I know men that own so much, that have so much money, they can't even count it, shake a stick at it. But they're not greedy men. They are men that are subjected to the Spirit of God. They are governed by God's government. God made them in the wilderness. So we're going to ask God right now as we cross over and enter into inheritance, that God will rid us of greed in any form, that we will detect it, we will discern it, or covetousness, and that it cannot come back one day and bite us or harass us or oppress us. Father, I pray this afternoon, deliverance from the spirit of greed, covetousness, idolatry, any of these things that would seek to harass us, hinder us, bite us, Lord, block us, or that would contaminate our spirit as we cross over. We want nothing that the enemy can identify with, no frequency that he is on, in Jesus' name. And today, Lord, we renounce it, we curse it at the root, and we command that it die in the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree transformation, mind, spirit, and body in Jesus' name. Amen? All right, amen. That's a big step. That's a big step. Amen. We got to get rid of that completely. That's why God told them in a type in Canaan, destroy everything. I don't want their daughters marrying our sons. I don't want our daughters marrying their sons because it'll cause you to deny me. That's ultimately what it would do. And so he had them destroy everything. Amen. And that's a type for us in the New Testament. We're not fighting with natural swords, but in the spirit, we're not compromising with any of that. We don't want any of that in our spirit. We want our spirit clean, our spirit pure before God, so that when we go into the land, they have no frequency with us. They cannot stand before us. Amen? Amen. See, God is very generous. He opens the heavens over us. He's going to bless us. And I prophesy that to you again today. In the upcoming weeks and months and years, God's going to bless you. Amen. Open the windows of heaven so that there's not room to contain it. Amen. Now somebody that's greedy will try to store it up somewhere. But no, he's going to bless those that are giving away. That there's current running through them. They're giving away just as it comes. They're sowing it into the kingdom. They're sowing it into the lives of people in the kingdom. Amen. He's going to bless you like that. No room to receive it. Now, go with me to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 19. He says, he's talking about these that are greedy for gain. He says, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which take away the life of the owners thereof. If you are greedy, now this is the problem with greed. Listen, the problem with greed is that it takes your life from you. It takes the life from the owners thereof. When you are greedy, it's zapping life from you. It's a way of the world, but it's zapping, it's taking life from you. Let me ask you something. Have you ever noticed a saint or even somebody out in the world that's greedy for gain? Look at their life. Look at them. They are lifeless because greed is taking their life. That's why you got to deal with that rascal. Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. I know how to abound. Amen. I like that. And I know how to be abased. You got to learn how to like that too. And learn how to worship God right in the midst of that. But he said, in whatsoever state I find myself, I have learned to be content.
Thank you for joining us as we begin a new series, Mega Grace, Possessing Your Canaan. In your process, have an appetite for manna, the just enough. Those greedy for gain have nothing left in the spirit dimension. It robs them of their spiritual life. 1 Timothy 6 and 6 reads, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Don't allow your wilderness to have a negative effect on you. The Canaanites must be driven out. They signify greed and covetousness. Proverbs 1 and 19 states, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Such is the faith of all who are greedy for money. It robs them of life. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.